Paul, those two early penalties that you had to kill off, did you feel that right off the hop that maybe took you out of any kind of sync or rhythm?
No, you know what? I don't like our forecheck on our very first shift. And we're behind it, whether you like the calls or not. And you get the kills, and nothing changed off that. We're absolutely not moving our feet at all, and pretty stubborn with the puck at the same time. And they were the opposite, right? They were real fast, put a lot of pucks deep, got on our back end, and I don't have an answer for you as to the why of we skated the way we skated, other than maybe we thought we would just move the puck around here today, but we were not a skating hockey team.
Yeah, and is that a bit of a surprise? It's obviously, you had the very busy start to the season, but things have settled down a bit now with some practice and obviously being at home here for a bit.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I mean, that's my job to have the answers. I don't have one for you, but boy, we did not skate well today.
Game's 2-2 heading into the third, and maybe because of your goaltender that you're still kind of hanging around, but is that a microcosm of the penalty kill right now, that you kill the two off earlier, but then one comes back to bite you?
Well, I mean, it's a fair question. I thought the game went to... I thought we started skating about halfway through the second period, and, you know, had some ones we beat around the net a little bit right through the end of the game. So the penalty kill of the goal, I mean, that's we would like to think a fairly simple read. We can cut that one off going to the net.
But just didn't. One more on the captain. I mean, you've said it many times, nobody works harder than Blake Wheeler, but it does seem to an observer that he's fighting it a little bit right now, and he sort of admitted after the game tonight that maybe the confidence just isn't there. You made that switch with him and Nikolai Ehlers.
Yeah.
What are you seeing from Blake Wheeler right now, and maybe how does he and others get
out of it? I think it's a group thing. I don't think that line's been productive enough, Patrick, Mark, and Blake, for the last three or four games. I mean, it really generated what we would normally expect, and it's only been a couple of games for Brian. I wanted to make a change at times to get Patrick. He moves sometimes better over on the right, like Nicky's game, and finding those six players will change spots, and they're depending on. We'll look for some chemistry now. I don't know that it's specific to Blake. I'm sure he is. He wears it, and he wants to produce. But you don't have any video to show the guy about. You got to work harder. I mean, we aren't getting to nets. We aren't putting pucks at the net, so we've learned not to get to the net. So I think both those lines have lost a little bit of simplicity of their game.
Just going back to Hellebuck, Paul, obviously he's been busy both in terms of workload and shot load. What has he done to get into a little bit more of a rhythm here in the early going?
Well, I thought he was good right toward the end of training camp. He got back in it. He had a tough night in New York. Maybe it was a function of their guy looking real good. I think we put up 47, so he's come back in and just been lights out since then. He's been solid. He's working. 7 of 10 would probably put him at about 56, so that number's 9 is right. We're a little lighter here because we're playing in the outdoor game. And then we'll get back to a heavier schedule where LB will come back into the fold and play.
Would you like to get him a game before the back-to-back?
I'd like to get LB a game before the back-to-back, so either in Calgary or in Anaheim. Not by schedule, no, and not by how Connor's playing. So I don't feel the need to push him into one of those two.
Would Sunday's game and tonight's game just be a function of a young team? Or is there emotional letdown after a game like that, or would you not look at it? You wouldn't peg it as...
I think you guys, all your theories will be viable. I don't have one for you. I really don't. I don't think age isn't a factor in how fast you skate. Matter of fact, you should rebound and be able to skate pretty fast. I mean, if you're making bad reads or you're getting out-muscled, and that happened at times here tonight, but we do one thing well throughout our lineup. I think we skate pretty darn well, and we weren't moving tonight.
You know, Blake said it's not even on the young guys. The veteran guys, too, aren't maybe pulling their weight. Do you see it that way?
Well, I picked the words. Like, I'm not... it doesn't matter. We're not looking to blame anybody. I mean, Connor was really good here tonight, and after that, nobody's bragging about their game.
Just a small detail thing. At the last PK, you used two offensive groups of forwards. Is that a little bit of a prayer to Shorty towards the end of the game there, or is that just the rotation you had?
Yeah, it's twofold. I know I can get those two. So yes is the answer. We're down a goal. It's not like I got a 95% penalty kill and we'll just eat it and go on. So I'll put Scheife and Wheeler out, and then came with Kyle and Brian, because I also know we'll get out of that around 247, maybe 237 out of that. And I'll come back with Brian, Nikolai, and Jack Roslovic off the bench to get us to around the two-minute mark before I go 6-on-5. So it had to do with both things.
The little bit of space you get here heading into the Heritage Classic, maybe the show, the spectacle of the whole thing, is that a good thing? Is that problematic right now? Does it not matter?
No, I mean, I'm not in a panic about what's going on here. I mean, we're eyes wide open on where we got to get better. So I'll let you know after the game. How about that? I mean, I don't know the answer to that, whether it's good or bad. We signed up for these things because the NHL, you know, we got a good, young, fast team, and the NHL likes that kind of hockey on TV, and it'll be a spectacle, and it'll be fun. And then we'll learn how to, as a group, learn how to handle this and get our practices right, get feeling good, and get in there and play a hell of a lot better than we did tonight. Pretty sure Calgary's feeling the exact same way after their LA game.